Hello and welcome. This is Brother Mike once again at May-212011.com with another study in the book of Revelation. We're now on verse 6 of Revelation chapter 13, and this study will be entitled, "The Beast Spoke Blasphemy Against God in and Through the Churches During the Great Tribulation." Let me read that verse, then we'll go into an introduction, and then we'll, as usual, we'll take one verse at a time, and then we'll end with a short conclusion. Verse 6 of Revelation chapter 13, that is, it reads, "And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven." In this study of Revelation chapter 13, verse 6, we will learn why it was that the beast, that is Satan, his demons, and his counterfeit Christians in the churches, was given a mouth speaking blasphemies during the great tribulation that we looked at in our last study. We will find that the reason this beast spoke blasphemies was to come against or to attack God himself. And this beast came against God by blaspheming God's name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. We will learn exactly what God's name, his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven refers to, and how it all took place during the Great Tribulation from May 21, 1988, when God's judgment first came upon the house of God, to May 21, 2011, when Judgment Day began, and even to this day. Okay, this is a fairly long study. It'll be over an hour long. But let me read the verse one more time, and then we'll get right on into it. "And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven." In our last study, that you can click on to see, the context of which is in the church during the Great Tribulation, we learned that the beast, which refers to Satan, his fallen angels or demons, and all his counterfeit Christians, was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. We found that the great things that this beast had been given to speak were the great things of God himself, namely the Holy Scriptures, as if this beast was God himself. Indeed, during the Great Tribulation from May 21, 1988 to when Judgment Day came upon the whole world on May 21, 2011, according to the well-proven biblical timeline of history, and even to this day, God's judgment remains on all the Christian churches worldwide by using Satan and his demons to speak the very words of God through counterfeit Christians, who are normally the prophets, pastors, evangelists, and teachers in the so-called churches today, to deceive all the Christian churches worldwide into false gospels and teachings that can be so close to the truth that God's true elect would be deceived, if that were possible, Matthew 24:24 and Mark 13:22. For remember, Christ had warned about the great tribulation when he said in Matthew 24:24, "For there shall arise false Christs," and false Christs are the same thing as false gospels. It's not a human claiming to be Christ. The false Christs are the false gospels and false prophets. And Christ said, "And they shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." Yes, These very words of Christ were fulfilled during the great tribulation of judgment against all the Christian churches from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011. Because of their false teachings, practices, and counterfeit gospels. And they are still being fulfilled to this day. For judgment had to begin with the house of God, 1 Peter 4:17. And that judgment not only began upon all the Christian churches worldwide on May 21, 1988, with true eternal life through Jesus Christ made no longer possible in or through any church, because the Holy Spirit was removed. But this same judgment continued upon all the Christian churches worldwide when Judgment Day, which consists of many days, according to Isaiah 24:22, began on May 21, 2011, with eternal life now also made no longer possible for anyone in the whole world, because the Holy Spirit had been removed from them as well. Oh yes, the words of the gospel are still being spoken in the churches and the world, so it seems. But that word is empty because the Holy Spirit is no longer applying that word to the hearts of anyone unto eternal life. Indeed, without the oil of the gospel, it is vanity to preach the gospel. For none can become truly saved except into counterfeit gospels or Christ's and counterfeit spirits of the Antichrist, the perfect counterfeit of Christ and Spirit, who took up rule in all the churches worldwide by September 7th of 1994 during the Great Tribulation to be used of God to bring judgment against them all. Woe to all the people still in the churches, and even to the whole world. For there will never again be a true revival wherein multitudes of people are being eternally saved through the only way once possible, Jesus Christ. For the same judgment of God that ended eternal salvation in and through any church beginning on May 21, 1988, by the removal of God's Holy Spirit from them, came also upon the entire world on May 21, 2011, to begin the many days of Judgment Day, wherein eternal life is no longer possible for anyone, anywhere. For the Holy Spirit, who had been restraining sin in wicked humankind, and who had been giving eternal life unto God's elect, has now been removed. Now the true natural wickedness of humans is being revealed, so that they are most obviously without excuse than at any other time in history. God, as always, is perfectly just in what His judgment is bringing and what it will accomplish on the relatively soon to come last day of this world and Judgment Day, when the over 2 billion of unsaved people in the Christian churches worldwide and the many more billions of unsaved people in the world will be cast into the lake of fire to pay for their sins. This is all now more real and certain to take place than anything you can now see with your very own physical eyes. Woe to you who will not obey Christ to depart out from your church. Woe to you all who would not repent. Confess your sins and believe unto eternal life on the Lord Jesus Christ by May 21, 2011, when Judgment Day began. For your destiny is now eternal death and not eternal life. Weep and howl, O you sinner, for your judgment has begun and will soon be completed. You have been chosen to not reveal the mercy of God, but the justice of God, in that you can no longer be saved and will soon be burned up forever in the lake of fire that burns with brimstone due to your now unforgivable sins in the day of judgment. But now, not only had we learned in our previous study that you can click on to see that the beast was given a mouth speaking great things, namely the very words of God, to deceive the churches into worshiping him as if he were God, as he set himself up in all the churches, bringing on May 21, 1988, until he was completely set up by September 7th, 1994, during the Great Tribulation, to rule as the counterfeit Christ, the true Antichrist that was prophesied to come. And you can click on the link to see who that Antichrist really is. This true Antichrist was not just one man declared to yet come by the false prophets of the church. The abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet, Satan himself. That's who he is. But we had learned that this beast was also given a mouth to speak blasphemies. Not only did he speak great things, that is the very words of God from his holy scriptures as he worked through all the counterfeit Christians in the churches, but he was given a mouth to speak blasphemies. Blasphemies, we had learned, is speech against or contrary to the truth. Thus, during the Great Tribulation, and even to this day, the beast and Antichrist rules over all the churches worldwide with counterfeit gospels, that is, and teachings that can be so close to the truth that even God's elect would be deceived if that were possible. That is, Satan, his demons, and his counterfeit prophets, pastors, evangelists, teachers, and Christians of the churches speak blasphemies as they hold to and proclaim gospels and doctrines that are lies against the truth to a lesser or greater degree, depending on the particular church and denomination. And some of these churches are so close to the truth, nevertheless, they still teach lies, that God's elect would be deceived if that were possible. And because God abandoned all the Christian churches during the Great Tribulation by removing His Holy Spirit from them to allow for the complete infiltration of the beast into them, for Satan to completely rule over them, to bring God's judgment against them, all Christian churches, without exception, are now lies against the truth in themselves, just being there. For the church age ended on May 21, 1988, when the Holy Spirit was removed from them all to reveal through the scriptures that the man of sin, that is the Antichrist that you can click on to see who he really is, the counterfeit Christ, the abomination of desolation, Satan himself had then been seated to rule over the temple or house of God. That is the church, which includes all the Christian churches worldwide, as if he were God, to bring judgment against them without virtually anyone in the churches even knowing it. But instead, they all bowed and even continued to bow to him as if he were Christ, even to this day. I encourage you to click on the link, Why Leave All Churches, and click on 2 Thessalonians 2, 1-11, The Man of Sin, to listen to that study. The Holy Spirit, through the Apostle Paul, even warned us about all this in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, when he wrote down this Holy Scripture, which will now be read and commented on a little. We read in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and remember, these verses were written almost 2,000 years ago. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. That is, as that Christ is about to return in judgment. Let no man deceive you by any means, For that day, that is the day of Christ's return, shall not come except there come a falling away first. And of course, that refers to all the Christian churches falling away from truth during the Great Tribulation that would take place from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, also known as the counterfeit Christ or the Antichrist, who is not a man but Satan himself. And you can click on to see why that is. Who opposeth and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sits, and to sit is to rule, in the temple of God, also called the house of God, the holy place, or the church, that includes all Christian churches worldwide, showing himself that he is God. Remember you not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now you know that what withholds that he might be revealed in his time. That is, and now you know what restrains the man of sin from being revealed as ruler over all the churches, namely the Holy Spirit. For the mystery of iniquity, that is Satan working in the church, doth already work. And this was about 2,000 years ago, so Satan was already working in the churches to prepare for the latter days when he would be able to completely take the churches over. Let me read that again. For the mystery of iniquity, that is Satan working in the church, doth already work. Only he who now lets, that is, and it's probably better translated, he who now restrains, will let, that is, will restrain the man of sin until he, and that he refers to the Holy Spirit, until he, the Holy Spirit, be taken out of the way. Or we could translate it, until the Holy Spirit be taken out of the midst of all the churches. And then shall that wicked one, that is the man of sin, who is Satan himself, be revealed. Not physically revealed, like all the churches are looking for an antichrist, a human being to be revealed, physically revealed. No, not physically, but spiritually revealed, ruling in all the churches, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him, that is the man of sin who is Satan himself, as he works through men. And you can click on the link to see why that is. Whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them, that is all those still in the Christian churches who will not depart out, strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that is the lie, that the church age is not over, the lie that Christ is still in their churches and ruling over them, the lie that people are still being saved in and through them, and the lie that the Holy Spirit is still with them. So the lie includes all those lies, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Now the people still in the church don't realize this. They don't see this. They think completely different. Even though they've constructed their own ideas of who God is, And what is true doctrine and what is true practice, instead of the Scriptures alone being guided by the true Holy Spirit, no, they still think Christ is in their church, but he's the Antichrist that's now in their church. He is Satan himself, the counterfeit Christ, and they don't even know it. because God is bringing his judgment on them. And when God brings judgment upon a people, he blinds them to truth. They may still have a lot of truth, but they're blinded to the most important truths of this day. Namely, that they're commanded to come out of their church because the church has been given over to the devil, Satan himself. I told a person that resides in the Catholic Church and apparently is a teacher there and everything, I told him that God's judgment's on your church. And he stand there and argue with me and said, no, 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 God's judgment is not on our church. But according to the Holy Scriptures, he is. Not according to this man's heart or his blinded understanding. Of course not. But according to the Holy Scriptures, as learned and taught by God to his elect, the only ones who have the true Holy Spirit, and therefore the only ones that can truly come to understand truth. So in our last study, and you can click on it to see that again if you want, we learned that during the great tribulation of judgment against all the churches worldwide, which began on May 21, 1988, according to the proven biblical timeline of history, and you can click on the link proven to see all the evidence and proof for it, the beast, that is Satan, his demons, and his counterfeit Christians, was given a mouth speaking the very words of God, that is great things, as if this beast were God himself, as they ruled over and continue to rule over all the churches even to this day. They spoke and continue to speak blasphemies, which are lies against the truth. The fact that the beast even speaks in the churches as if he were God is blasphemy in itself, because he is not God. And now let's continue our study. Once again, we read in verse 6 of Revelation 13, and he opened his mouth, that is the beast, opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. This verse not only tells us that the beast in the churches spoke blasphemy or lies contrary to the truth during the great tribulation, as we had learned in our last study, but now we are told just why this beast spoke blasphemy. Again, we read in verse 6 of Revelation 13, and this is the reason why he spoke blasphemies in the church during the great tribulation. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy. Why? Well, to come up against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. Don't get me wrong. These counterfeit Christians of the beast who work in and through the Christian churches worldwide do not realize that they blasphemed and continue to blaspheme God to this very day by the proclamation of their counterfeit gospels or Christ's and false teachings, because they are being fed a strong delusion from God that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not in the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 11 through 12. That is, God has been feeding everyone in the churches a strong delusion who did not obey Christ to depart out from their churches by May 21, 2011, so that they cannot now see the truth that the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, who is the man of sin, Satan himself, along with his demons and counterfeit Christians in the church, the beast, now rules over them all, so they see no need to leave their churches. They have been caught in the snare of the fowler. that was set just for them. And there is now no way out, for they themselves are revealed to be counterfeit Christians and do not even know it. It is the ultimate delusion sent from God. As we read in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 12, "For man also knows not his time, as the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in the snare, so are the sons of men snared in an evil time." And that evil time is judgment day that we are now in, when it falls suddenly upon them. And indeed, it fell suddenly upon them on May 21, 2011, when judgment day began with no more possibility of their eternal lives. For when they had said, "Peace and safety," then sudden destruction came upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 3. Isaiah put it like this. In Isaiah 24, 17, "Fear and the pit and the snare are upon thee, O inhabitant of the earth." And remember, spiritually speaking, and that's what Revelation 13 is all about. It's spiritual. It's spiritual. And God told us to come to truth by comparing spiritual things with spiritual things, not literal things with literal things, or physical things with physical things, like all the false prophets of the churches are doing. Spiritually speaking, the earth represents all those still in the churches worldwide, as we had learned in one of our previous studies in Revelation chapter 13, verses 3 through 4. And you can click on the link, then read pages 4 through 9. So realizing this, Isaiah is saying, "Fear and the pit and the snare are upon thee, O church dweller." And there is no way out. For Isaiah further states in chapter 24, verse 18, "And it shall come to pass that he who flees from the noise of the fear," that is, he who flees in his heart from the proclamation of the elect that we are now in judgment day with no possibility for eternal life but only certain death, "that person shall fall into the pit. He that cometh up out of the midst of the pit shall be taken in the snare. For the windows from on high are open," that is, Yahweh's wrath has come or been revealed, "and the foundations of the earth do shake." That's a figure of speech to once again signify that his wrath has come. We don't take that literally. Isaiah is proclaiming spiritual truths that would come true in the latter days. Oh, it also had a historical meaning, a more literal meaning. Absolutely. The Old Testament was written in historical parables. That is, it's real history, things that really, literally happened. But they're parables. There's deeper spiritual meaning to the Old Testament scriptures, especially the prophets. And we need to see that. God is more interested in us seeing the spiritual meaning. The literal meaning of stuff was an outward shadow of things to come. But the things that we're now living through are the reality of what was to come in the latter days. In other words, no matter how hard people in the churches reason themselves out from the truth of their now all being in the pit of judgment day and God's wrath resting upon them, they will be taken in the snare because there is no longer any possibility for their eternal salvation through Jesus Christ to set them free from the pit or snare. Spiritually, things couldn't be worse for the world and those who have remained in the churches. Throughout history, God would over and over again forgive those who claimed to be His people when they confessed their sins, repented, and recommitted themselves in covenant with God. But this is no longer even possible. There will be no spiritual restoration of the churches worldwide, unlike you hear all the false prophets declaring. There will be no revivals anywhere in the world except those that are counterfeited by the counterfeit Christ, who is the Antichrist, Satan himself, in an attempt to deceive God's elect. And there will no longer be any eternal forgiveness of sins, for the day of God's wrath has come, and who can stand? Who? Only God's elect, of course, who were all eternally saved by May 21, 2011. Anyone who says that judgment has not yet come and eternal life is still possible is a false prophet, pastor, teacher, or Christian. And these are found everywhere in the world and in the churches today, for they have all become synagogues of Satan. You will not find a true prophet, pastor, teacher, evangelist, or Christian of the true God in any church or denomination today. Otherwise, they would have warned their people long ago of God's wrath coming on them, and they would have obeyed Christ to depart out from their Satan-ruled churches to escape His wrath. But they are impotent, blind leaders of the blind who have walked their churches right into the pit of judgment day. That's what God thinks of the leaders and people that are still in the churches today. We read in Jeremiah 25, verse 34 through 38. Howl, you shepherds, and cry, and wallow yourselves in the ashes, you principal of the flock, for the days of your slaughter and of your dispersions are accomplished, and you shall fall like a pleasant vessel. And the shepherds shall have no way to flee, nor the principal of the flock to escape. A voice of the cry of the shepherds and a howling of the principal of the flock shall be heard, for the Lord has spoiled their pasture. And what is their pasture? Well, it's all the churches, right? Exactly what we've been saying. The Lord has spoiled all the churches. He spiritually destroyed them. And in verse 37, and the peaceable habitations are cut down because of the fierce anger of the Lord. He has forsaken His covert as the lion, for their land is desolate because of the fierceness of the oppressor and because of His fierce anger. And again, listen to what the Lord has to say about the prophets, priests, and people of the churches during the Great Tribulation in the latter days. Because remember, these verses in Jeremiah had a literal, historical meaning, yes. But God is going to put this word in the latter days is when we will understand it, because it also had a deeper spiritual meaning that has been fulfilled and is being fulfilled in our day. We read in Jeremiah chapter 23, verses all the way through verse 40. Mine heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake. I am like a drunken man, and like a man whom wine hath overcome, because of the Lord and because of the words of His holiness. For the land is full of adulterers. For because of swearing the land mourns. The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up, and their course is evil, and their force is not right. For both prophet and priest are profane. Yeah, in my house have I found their wickedness. That's in the churches, saith the Lord. Wherefore their ways shall be unto them as slippery ways in the darkness. God's blinding them, see? They shall be driven on and fall therein, for I will bring evil upon them, even the year of their visitation, saith the Lord, which is taking place now in the day of judgment. And I have seen folly in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied in Baal and caused my people Israel to err. And of course, Baal is symbolic of Satan himself. They prophesied in Satan and caused my people Israel, okay, that is the people in the churches, to err. I have seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem a horrible thing. And Jerusalem is symbolic and points to the church. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of the evildoers, that none does return from his wickedness. They are all of them unto me as Sodom, and the inhabitants of therefore as Gomorrah. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets, behold, I will feed them with wormwood, and wormwood is a poison, and that points to the spiritual false teachings and gospels that God has fed the churches. And he says he'll make them drink the water of gall. That's the poison gospel. For from the prophets of Jerusalem has profaneness gone forth into all the land. Thus says the Lord of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart and not out of the mouth of the Lord. They say still unto them that despise me, the Lord hath said, you shall have peace. And isn't that what they're saying today? The churches shall have peace. They'll come back around. And they say unto everyone that walks after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. For who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and has perceived and heard his word? Who has marked his word and heard it? Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord is gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind. It shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord shall not return until he has executed, until he has performed the thoughts of his heart. And listen to this. In the latter days, and those are the days we're in now, you shall consider it perfectly, or you shall understand it perfectly. I have not sent these prophets that are coming in and through the churches, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. And the churches, the prophets, teachers, evangelists, pastors, they haven't done that to their churches. Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that shall not see him, and that I shall not see him? You can't hide from the Lord, of course, saith the Lord. So, do not I fill the heaven and the earth, saith the Lord? Of course, he's everywhere present. You can't hide from God. I have heard what the prophets said that prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. I have dreamed. Boy, don't we see this all over in a lot of the Christian churches, thinking that they're getting messages from God in their dreams and voices and all the rest of the garbage. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal, that is Satan. The prophet that has a dream, let him tell a dream, and he that has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff, that is the false dream, to the wheat, that is the word of God from the Holy Scriptures, saith the Lord? Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that steal my words, every one from his neighbor. Behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that use their tongues and say, he says. Behold, I am against them that prophesy their false dreams, saith the Lord, and do tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies and by their lightness. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. Therefore they shall not profit this people at all, saith the Lord. And when this people, or the prophet, or the priest, shall ask thee, saying, what is the burden of the Lord? Thou shalt then say unto them, what burden? I will even forsake you, says the Lord. And as for the prophet and the priest and the people shall say, the burden of the Lord, I will even punish that man and his house. Thus shall ye say every one to his neighbor and every one to his brother, what has the Lord answered? And what has the Lord spoken? And the burden of the Lord shall you mention no more. For every man's word shall be his burden. For you have perverted the words of the living God, of the Lord of hosts, our God. Thus shalt thou say to the prophet, what has the Lord answered thee? And what has the Lord spoken? But since you say, the burden of the Lord, therefore thus saith the Lord, because you say this word, the burden of the Lord, and I have sent unto you, saying, you shall not say the burden of the Lord. Therefore, behold, I will utterly forget you, and I will forsake you, and the city that I gave you and your fathers, and cast you out from my presence. And I will bring an everlasting reproach upon you, and a perpetual shame, which shall not be forgotten. Yes, these are some of God's words against the leaders and peoples of all the Christian churches worldwide during the Great Tribulation from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011, and even to this day, since God is still allowing Satan, even though he has deposed Satan from ruling the churches and the world any longer on May 21, 2011, he is letting Satan remain and continue to rule the churches and the world in order to bring his judgment against them. But the true eternal church are those remnants of believers that obeyed Christ, that have long ago left their churches and denominations in the dust where they belong. The true believers are scattered all over the world, yes, but they are not coming together in one place to form a church with church government to rule over them and church ordinances to follow. For the church age ended on May 21, 1988, when judgment came upon the whole house of God, which includes all the Christian churches worldwide, and the Holy Spirit departed from them to allow for Satan, who is the true Antichrist and perfect counterfeit Christ, to take up his rule of deception and cunning to bring God's judgment against them, which was not only for to remove eternal salvation from them, but also to delude them into thinking they are worshiping the true Christ even when they disobey Christ and still go to church. They have been completely blinded by God, who they think they worship, when the truth is they worship idols, which are false gods constructed by their own evil minds and hearts. Weep and howl, O earthly Jerusalem, that is the earthly church, which consists of all the Christian churches and denominations worldwide, for there is no longer any hope for you. You have been vomited from God, and as swine you love to wallow in that vomit and your own blindness. You won't clean yourself up, and even if you wanted to, you would not be able to, because the true Holy Spirit has left you, beginning on May 21, 1988, when God's judgment first began with you, O synagogue of Satan. And indeed, the Holy Spirit has also left the entire world ever since Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011, which consists of many days until they all be cast into the lake of fire on the relatively soon to come last day of Judgment Day that we are now in. O unregenerate earthly Jerusalem of God, that is all the Christian churches around the world, do not think there is still hope for you because of what you see with your physical eyes, for there is no eternal hope for you because of what you are unable to see due to your blindness, a blindness for which there is no eye salve to be healed. You stumble in darkness and you have fallen into the pit. And though you think that you have climbed out of the pit by your own doing, you are taken in the snare, O earthly church of the devil, Babylon the Great, that great harlot who sits on the beast to be carried wherever the beast goes. The beast has become your god. Satan has become your father. That is who you pray to. You cannot pray to the true God, for he has shut up heaven to you. As Yahweh says to the peoples who have not obeyed Christ to depart out from their churches through the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah 7, verses 8 through 20. Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will you steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods whom you know not? And come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations. Is this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, even I have seen it, says the Lord. But go you now unto my place, which was in Shiloh, where I set my name at the first, and see what I did to it for the wickedness of my people Israel. And God, of course, completely wiped them out, if you go back and study the history of the northern kingdom and the destruction of Shiloh. And now, because you have done all these works, says the Lord, and I spake unto you, rising up early and speaking, and of course he did that by sending prophets to them, but you heard not, and I called you, but you answered not. Therefore will I do unto this house, that is the church, which includes all the Christian churches worldwide, which is called by my name, wherein you trust, and unto the place which I gave to you and to your fathers, as I have done in Shiloh, and I will cast you out of my sight, as I have cast out all your brethren, even the whole seed of Ephraim. Therefore, pray not thou for this people, neither lift up cry nor prayer for them, neither make intercession for them, for I will not hear thee. You see, nobody can pray for the churches anymore. Oh, there's all kinds of people doing it, but God's not listening. They're closed off to heaven. If they were obeying God, they would not be praying for the churches, but they would have departed out to escape God's wrath, but they did not. Most of them did not. Seest thou not what they do in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? The children gather wood and the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead their dough to make cakes to the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto other gods, that they may provoke me to anger. Do they provoke me to anger, says the Lord? Do they not provoke themselves to the confusion of their own faces? Therefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, mine anger and my fury shall be poured out upon this place, and upon man, and upon beast, and upon the trees of the field. Okay, the trees of the field in the Bible are symbolic of those who claim to follow Christ. And upon the fruit of the ground it shall burn and shall not be quenched. And again, Jeremiah 11, verses 11 through 17. Therefore thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring evil upon them, which they shall not be able to escape. And though they shall cry unto me, I will not hearken unto them. Then shall the cities of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem go and cry unto the gods unto whom they offer incense. But they shall not save them at all in the time of their trouble. For according to the number of thy cities were thy gods, O Judah. And according to the number of the streets of Jerusalem have ye set up altars to that shameful thing, even altars to burn incense unto Baal. And of course, Baal symbolizes Satan, who's in the churches today. That's who they're really worshiping, is Baal. Therefore pray not thou for this people, neither lift up a cry or a prayer for them. For I will not hear them in the time that they cry unto me for their trouble. What has my beloved to do in mine house, seeing she has wrought lewdness with many, and the holy flesh is passed from thee? When thou dost evil, then thou rejoicest. The Lord called thy name a green olive tree, fair and of goodly fruit. With the noise of a great tumult he hath kindled fire upon it, and the branches of it are broken. For the Lord of hosts that planted thee has pronounced evil against thee, for the evil of the house of Israel and of the house of Judah, and both of these point to the church, which they have done against themselves to provoke me to anger in offering incense unto Baal. And once more we read in Jeremiah 14, verses 10 through 16, thus saith the Lord unto this people, thus have they loved to wander, they have not refrained their feet. Therefore the Lord doth not accept them. He will now remember their iniquity and visit their sins. Then said the Lord unto me, pray not for this people for their good. When they fast, I will not hear their cry. And when they offer burnt offering and oblation, I will not accept them. But I will consume them by the sword and by the famine and by the pestilence, which is taking place. Which has taken place to the churches already, spiritually speaking. Then said I, O Lord God, behold, the prophets say unto them, you shall not see the sword, neither shall you have famine. But I will give you assured peace in this place. Yeah, the prophets are saying everything's okay in the churches. Yep, that's exactly. Isaiah's hitting it right on the nail. They're saying the church is going to recover and God's judgment is not upon them. And even if it were, it's not going to be on them forever. But that's not what Isaiah says. Then the Lord said unto me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spoke unto them. They prophesy unto you a false vision and divination and a thing of nothing and the deceit of their heart. Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the prophets that prophesy in my name. And I sent them not, and they say, sword and famine shall not be in this land. By sword and famine shall those prophets be consumed. And the people to whom they prophesy shall be cast out in the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and the sword. The famine, of course, refers to the spiritual famine in the churches. There's no more salvation there. There's no more food. There's no more bread of life. There's famine there. And the sword that's coming against them is the very word of God. The word of God being spoken through God's true prophets against them. And they shall have none to bury them. Them, their wives, nor their sons, nor their daughters. For I will pour their wickedness upon them. And so the reason why Satan, his fallen angels, and counterfeit Christians, that is the beast, spoke blasphemies or lies in and through the churches during the Great Tribulation from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011, which is the context of Revelation 13 that we're now studying, was to blaspheme his, that is God's name, and his, that is God's tabernacle. The name of God represents everything that he is. He is infinite, he is omnipresent, he is just, he is holy, he is love, he is merciful, he is kind, he is righteous, he is a jealous God. He is a God of wrath. He is the creator. He is omnipotent. He is Christ. He is the Father. He is the Holy Spirit. And we could go on and on. Therefore, we are being taught that the beast spoke and still speaks lies in and through the churches against everything that God is by declaring himself God and deceiving them into worshiping him as God. He even speaks the very words of God as if he were God, being deceived himself. And deceiving all the churches into false Christs or gospels and false teachings that cannot save or benefit them. This is all done to blaspheme or lie against the truth, namely against God himself, who is the truth. But we are told that this beast not only opened its mouth against God to blaspheme everything that God is, but also to blaspheme his tabernacle. Now, what is God's tabernacle? Is it that old Jewish tabernacle that Moses had built in the wilderness according to the specifications that Yahweh gave him on the mount? Or the temple that Solomon later had built in Jerusalem? Or is it that temple supposed to be rebuilt at the current earthly Jerusalem that the false prophets of the churches declare? All nonsense. Let us move on to maturity and set our minds on things above and not on this earth. We read in Acts 15, verses 13 through 17. And after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simeon has declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles, to take out of them a people for his name. and to this agree the words of the prophets, as it is written. And this is in Amos 9, verses 11 through 12. After this, I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down. And I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up, that the residue of men might seek after the Lord and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, says the Lord, who doth all these things. Now pay careful attention here. Notice how the Holy Spirit through James is teaching that the saving of the Gentiles through Christ during the church age was the fulfillment of the rebuilding of the tabernacle of David. That is, as the Gentiles were being eternally saved through the gospel, the tabernacle of David was being rebuilt. Therefore, we must conclude that the saved Gentiles became a part of the tabernacle of David, just as the saved Jews did after the cross. And the tabernacle of David is no longer a physical tabernacle or temple like Moses and Solomon built, constructed by the hands of men, but it is a spiritual tabernacle and temple built by the hands of God alone. And we who are saved through the faith of Christ, whether Jew or Gentile, are that tabernacle or temple. In fact, we read in 1 Peter 2, verse 5, you, that is you true believers, also as lively stones, and that's referring to lively stones of that tabernacle or temple, are built up a spiritual house, or we could say a spiritual tabernacle or temple, and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. And God says to the believers in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple, or we could say the tabernacle, of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? The point is simply that true believers in Christ, whether they are Jew or Gentile, are the tabernacle of David and God. And they're all having come to eternal life through Christ Jesus by May 21, 2011, fulfilled the Old Testament prophecies that prophesied the coming of a rebuilt temple of the Jews. For all who became saved in Christ, whether Jew or Gentile, are now the true Jews. Romans 2, verse 29. And they are the rebuilt tabernacle of David. The temple is not some physical temple of David or Solomon still yet to be rebuilt at the earthly Jerusalem, as the false prophets of many of the churches butcher the Holy Scriptures to teach by use of their false methods of interpretation called the historic literal method that they themselves inconsistently even follow. Nevertheless, God may have that earthly temple rebuilt to keep those in the churches blinded and deluded in their false dispensational teachings. Indeed, the way that the Holy Scriptures have been butchered and abused by many of those in the churches who hold to the dispensational premillennial persuasion in particular, who think that they will be raptured out before the great tribulation yet to come, who think that Christ is going to come to this earth to rule and reign from the extremely sinful earthly Jerusalem for 1,000 literal years, that Christ had cursed forever in Matthew 21:19 and Mark 11:13 through 14, and who are still looking for the Antichrist to come, is an abomination to God, just as all the churches have become. They are blinded to not know that the great tribulation has already come and gone. They are blinded to think that the rapture takes place before the great tribulation or in the middle of the tribulation. I encourage you to click on the link, "When is the rapture?" They are blinded to think that Christ would come to this wicked earthly Jerusalem to rule for 1,000 literal years. I encourage you to click on Revelation 20 and read that carefully. For God never uses the number 1,000 literally in the Bible. It's always figuratively or symbolic. And they are blinded to think that the Antichrist will be a man, even though it is possible that God may bring forward a man who they will think is the Antichrist, to keep them deluded and blinded in their false teachings until Christ come and cast them into the lake of fire, along with all the other churchgoers. Well, returning now to our verse being studied, when it says, "And he," that is the beast, "opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven." His tabernacle are the true believers in Christ. But then who are them that dwell in heaven? One way we can answer this question is to examine the Greek in our verse more closely. Once again, our verse states, "And he," that is the beast, "opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven." The word "and," which begins the last part of our verse, "and them that dwell in heaven," is the Greek word "kai." Although this word is normally translated as "and" in the English, it can also be translated as "even," depending on the context. So we could translate our verse like this: "And he," that is the beast, "opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, even them that dwell in heaven." In this way, the phrase "even them that dwell in heaven" just explains what his tabernacle is, namely, even those who dwell in heaven. Therefore, we can conclude that his tabernacle are them that dwell in heaven, so that when we are told that he, the beast, opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, this beast not only blasphemed everything that God is, that is his name, but it also blasphemed his tabernacle, which are them that dwell in heaven, namely the true believers, the elect. For although the elect on earth are not yet physically in heaven, they are already spiritually in heaven, as we read, for instance, in Ephesians 2, verses 4 through 6. "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." But now we ask, how did the beast, who we learned is Satan, his demons, and counterfeit Christians, blaspheme the elect during the Great Tribulation from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011? Well, since we had learned that to blaspheme with their mouths was to speak lies against the truth, when the beast blasphemed God's elect, that is God's tabernacle, also called them that dwell in heaven, it spoke lies against them. For instance, Satan and God's true elect, they called them false prophets, because they were saying that God's wrath had come upon all the churches worldwide beginning on May 21, 1988, by removing any further possibility for eternal life in or through them. and that Christ was commanding all true believers to depart out from their churches to escape his wrath. And the elect declared, if they would not depart out from their churches, they would be consumed by God's wrath, just as the Israelites who would not obey Jeremiah the prophet and depart out from Jerusalem to be taken into exile to Babylon in 587 BC were consumed by God's wrath as an example of what would happen to all who would not obey Christ and leave their churches in the latter days. Jeremiah 21 verses 8 through 10. And even as Jeremiah was cast into the pit for speaking the truth, Jeremiah 38:6, the churches spiritually cast the elect into a pit and spiritually killed them, the true prophets, by silencing them through ignoring them, treating them badly, calling them false prophets, keeping them from ministry in the churches, and in some cases, even physically casting them out of the church. For just like ancient Israel, they would not listen to the prophets of God who were sent to them early to warn them of God's wrath upon them. Revelation 11, verses 7 through 10, that you can click on to see. Indeed, the beast, Satan, his demons, and counterfeit Christians that now fill all the churches are still speaking lies about the elect. And they still do not listen to them, nor repent and obey what they say, because now God has so hardened them in their blindness and is so continuing to send them a strong delusion, 2 Thessalonians 2:11, that they cannot listen and repent unto eternal life, as he has removed his Holy Spirit from them forever. Forever. There is absolutely no further hope for anyone who is remaining in the churches or denominations seen on this earth. But as in the days of old, their false prophets are saying just the opposite. This is one way you can tell that they are false prophets, teachers, pastors, evangelists, and Christians. And ever since Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011, there's absolutely no eternal hope for eternal life to anyone in the entire world who was not eternally saved in the one way once possible through Jesus Christ by May 21, 2011, despite what all the counterfeit Christians say. What, O foolish person? Do you turn your back to the prophet sent from God? Then know that God has turned his back on you, which explains why you are so rebellious as you are. Just following your own natural wickedness inherited from your fallen parents, Adam and Eve, who just like you followed the lies of the serpent instead of the true God. Your father, therefore, is the devil and Satan. Now, to conclude this study, we learned that for the beast to have opened its mouth to speak blasphemy during the Great Tribulation meant that Satan and his demons spoke lies through the counterfeit Christians in the churches. And these lies were spoken for the purpose of attacking God himself. The beast, that is Satan, his fallen angels, and his counterfeit Christians in the churches, spoke these blasphemies against God by speaking lies about his name, which meant they spoke their lies about everything that God is and stands for, as they masqueraded and still masquerade as the true spirit and people of God. And they spoke their lies and still speak them about God's tabernacle, which we learned was and is to speak lies about the true people of God, the elect, because they stood and still stand for the true God that Satan and his followers hate. The true believers still on this earth, the elect, have always been them that dwell in heaven. Thus, God's tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven is one and the same. These are those who no longer dwell in the Christian churches worldwide that were taken over by Satan during the Great Tribulation that began on May 21, 1988 and ended on May 21, 2011 as God's judgment against them for all their false teachings, practices, and counterfeit gospels, which are counterfeit Christs. They now worship idols and not the true living God. Now until the next time, may Yahweh bless thee and keep thee. Yahweh make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Yahweh lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.